Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning, warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
Microphones? Check. Liquor liquors. Present and accounted. How about the props?
They're mad.
Celebrities? They're dead. Broadcasting?
Screaming.
Let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, this is the ultimate in internet radio.
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Let's now join our hosts, Rod Balls
and Trencher.
Yeah, you can join us right here, biatch.
Well, I was going to say more like, you know, everyone is welcome here. I didn't know you were so violent and angry.
I am violent and angry. I had a very unproductive day today.
That's nothing to be pissed about.
It is, because, I mean, well, you never, you know, worry about getting shit done. You know, finding music, waking up, you know, shit like that. You don't worry. You don't take the responsibility, so you don't feel bad when it doesn't happen.
Wow, you're an angry person. I mean, dude, I even showed up to the show on time.
Yeah, because you got a ride with me.
And you're still mad.
I'm always mad.
I am
an angry white guy.
I don't think you're...
I am mad honky.
You are more than mad honky right there. You're more like Nkunzu Ocha.
What's who's a, huh?
Someone who obviously does not...
Ladies and gentlemen, let's drop a reference that only three people will get. Like,
didn't you ever see Ace Ventura 2?
No, actually, I avoided it like a
pussy.
Plague.
Why did you avoid that? It's a good movie.
It wasn't.
It's pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Granted, it's no Ace Ventura 1, but still, it's pretty funny.
It's a sequel. Like, you wrapped it up last week for the movie we were talking about. By the way, it's Friday night. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
As I said at our intro, I'm Trencher. He is...
The inevitable Claude Balls.
The inevitable. You can't help it. You can't avoid it. It's Claude Balls.
I am me, and you will never take that away from me.
Hey, thank
like
God.
That Whitney Houston song.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we got a lot of shit to cover today.
We have much shit to cover. I have a lot of interesting kind of stories out there. Things that I found funny. Different shit going around right there. I'm still laughing at the fucking guy up in San Francisco set his SUV on fire.
How so?
Apparently this guy's on the Golden Gate Bridge driving a Ford Expedition.
Okay.
And was smoking a cigarette and chucked it out the window.
I hate it when people do that shit.
And it just went back into the rear window and landed in the seat and set the whole thing on fire.
Okay, that motherfucker got exactly what he deserved. Thank goodness for that shit.
I don't know. You really think so?
I do. I mean, if people are going to throw... There's an ashtray for a reason. Yeah, I know you want to keep your ashtray nice and clean and all that good shit for when you trade it in and sell it. Because people check ashtrays. But God damn it, you know, that's what you get for throwing the shit onto the road. Because that starts so many fires and...
Like,
you know,
what?
Throwing cigarettes.
Throwing cigarettes out the window starts fires.
Yes, absolutely. We were just talking about that on the way here. We were talking about when you lived over off of Flamingo, and there's these this shrubbery that's in between the lanes.
It's like at one time...
Three lanes, median, three lanes. On the median,
20 years ago, they decided, hey, let's plant bushes here, but forgot to water them.
Yeah. So, basically, the... what was I trying to say? So they have this shrubbery there. Well, someone obviously threw out some cigarette, landed in the pile of trash, that, you know, collects at the base of the shrubbery, lit the whole thing. It was the fucking burning bush, I swear to God, of biblical proportions.
In the middle of Flamingo.
I drive by, I'm thinking, you know, first I see the smoke, I'm like, God damn, someone needs an oil change or take care of their car. No, it's a fucking bush on fire in the middle of this really busy street at 4 o'clock, which is never a good time to be... You know, have something like this happen because that
was a couple of years ago. Yeah,
it was about 2 years ago. That traffic and everything is shit. So
that's funny as hell.
So anyhow, I'm watching TV early this week and I saw the most interesting advertisement.
Really?
Yes. Did you know that they now sell Iams? It's either Iams. Yeah, Iams sells basically what equals out to doggy ketchup.
Doggy ketchup.
They will sell you. It's this stuff called savory sauce in various different flavors that you mix with the regular food.
Yeah.
You can now buy doggy fucking ketchup.
You know what? They've had that like for a while.
I add water. I don't know about you.
The product itself they've had for a while where it's like, oh, you can add this to it to, you know, do like kind of moisten it up. In all honesty, I suppose, and maybe I'm just going on a limb here, if you had some like 20-year-old fucking blind, deaf, arthritic bloodhound with no teeth, you might want to soften the food up with a little water.
But this isn't really to soften the food up. This is to give it flavor. Okay, so Iams now...
Dogs eat shit.
Yeah, exactly. Dogs will eat their own shit. Dogs will eat Kleenex. Dogs will eat anything that they can chew on. You want to give them flavor. So you want to go and buy. I'm going to guess that this thing is probably $5 to $10 for a bottle. Of basically what, like I said, what it equivocates to doggy ketchup.
Yeah.
Just point that out.
You know what? And in all honesty, when I worked at PetSmart, I've seen stuff like this in different variations. In fact, I've seen this shit come in the same bottle Hunt's ketchup does.
That's exactly like a squeeze bottle
Yes. And I've even seen it in like little tear packets. Nobody's buying this shit. Trust me. I never, ever saw anybody buy. Granted, not to say it didn't happen, but... Given the fact that I used to restock at night right there.
Right. You never touched that stuff.
Right. It was dusty.
Ooh.
The only time I touched it was if I actually happened to have a feather duster with me.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody buys that shit right there. It's for...
Okay, now I will admit, you buy. There's a lot of things you can buy, vanity things,
yeah,
stuff you can buy for your pets. But to the point where you're, you know, Virtual One, he had a dog that one day still... ate wool socks in aluminum foil.
Ew, nye, 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 nye.
Ow. Thank God the dog didn't have any cavities.
I know.
Chomp, chomp, burr. Wool socks.
Big enough like UHF and shit. Wool socks. Can you imagine him shitting tube socks? It's like the turd already comes in a doggy bag.
Shits out a tube sock. You see the green and yellow and blue band on the top of the sock.
Ooh. You yuck. Dog starts farting lint for a week. Yeah, shit like that, though, the dog ketchup, dude, it's geared towards fucking owners. I mean...
No shit. No, I know all dogs that say, I want ketchup with this slop.
Exactly. I can tell you right now that there is a difference between shitty food and good quality top of the line food, mm-hmm. such as the difference between Old Roy,
right.
and like Yuca Nuba,
right.
There are certain things which are necessary, especially when it comes to cats and you're concerned about ash content, and mm-hmm. you want the food to be acidic for their urinary tract.
Mm-hmm. We bought an interesting thing for our cat, but that's another story.
But dude, you know what, man? As long as you're buying something good, decent off the shelf, right there, your fucking dog don't give a shit.
I love this. Kari points out it's prepackaged. Tie off the top and chuck it. You. Like a turd bomb. What are you doing?
I have no idea. It's popped up. Ooh, turd bomb, dude.
Turd bomb.
Start setting.
Actually,
flammable tube socks.
Flammable tube socks. There you go, yeah. Everybody, it's like pre-prank.
All I can think of now, just the vision that spiked through my head was dudes covered in shit, like some sort of like, fucking Scottish war. What's that shit? The movie escapes me. I just killed that entire joke, too. Braveheart, dude.
Thank you.
Bunch of dudes flinging Fleming bags of poo.
Gilroy's just says, oh, yes. I don't get it.
I have no clue. Anyhow, I've had stupid questions from people one time, too.
Oh, yeah?
I had a woman who had, like, some kind of dog, and she wanted to breed it.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually called. Wouldn't come into the store. She wanted to know what she had to do to get her dog to breed. now, hold on. I can understand.
I can see where this is going to go.
Yes, I've had stupid questions from people, dude.
Right.
This is one of the most dumbest right there. I can honestly tell you right now, I have seen, you know, some stupid people, but this woman took the cake. I mean, the guy before who thought stress coat meant fish were under stress. So he wanted to know if he put weed in the filter, if that would help them. Because his goldfish look uptight. True story, it actually happened.
How can you tell if fish is uptight?
The fucking goldfish, they only have 30 seconds memory retention. How they figured that shit out, I don't know. This woman wanted to breed her dog, and she was honestly concerned. I mean, like I say, I've had questions, people, you know, my dog keeps chewing up my my carpet and stuff right here. What can I do?
That's normal.
Well, don't give him fucking chew toys that have the same frill ends, like the rope bones.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he sees that he can eat cloth and shit right there, he just thinks your dog's a chew toy. Give him something rubber, give him a bone.
Give him some different texture, different style.
Right.
Right.
Other things, how do I keep him from peeing in the house? Well, you need enzyme cleaner, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman wanted to know how to breed her dog. So I told her, I said, well, you're going to have to take the dogs. And they're going to have to first see if they're compatible, they can be with each other. And
right.
Then you're going to have the female that's in heat, so the instinct takes over. And then you have to let them breed. Now, that's not what this one was asking. She's like, well, what do I have to do? You put them in a confined environment, such as a room or a yard or something, and let nature take its course. This woman actually asked me, do I have to position them? Is it something that they have to? Is this something they have to learn? She was curious too. That should she take the dog to a session where another dog is breeding to see if it can like learn something or anything?
Oh my god!
She was serious.
Watch the puppy porn.
She was serious. This one and,
or doggy porn to make puppies.
Dude,
whatever.
I've made prank calls, okay, and you can tell when somebody's making a prank. Yeah, making a prank call. Really, like that? You know, this one was very quiet. She was a. Unembarrassed, she was serious.
Nice.
She wanted to know she had to position the dog and get him started. Get him started. Can you imagine this woman grabbing dog cock and then having to slide it into dog snatch and have to get the dog going like it's a fucking lawnmower, dude. Boom, 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 boom. She was curious. She actually, and the way she put it kills me to this day. Do I have to position and align him? Align. I had to explain to this woman that nature takes its course. Otherwise, how would they breed naturally in the wild? Oh, okay. So I don't have to do anything. No. Okay, I was so worried because I'm, you know, I wanted to go breed the dog, but you know, I've never bred a dog before, and blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, it's nice. Align him and get him started. Fuck, man. Can you imagine going like the Adele Superstar?
Gary says, "Use the choke."
Use the choke. Can you imagine having imagine that, like having to get like Astroglide for a dog? And then, because dude, you know. You know this woman would be a prude. She'd go to the porn store and be like, it's not for me, it's for the dog.
And then they'd be like,
Well, you know, that's illegal. Yeah, people and their pets are fucking weird. I've seen people like go, oh, little doggy, I love you. And their kids are going, shut the fuck up! You know, to their kids. They treat their dogs and cats better.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too.
I've seen some weird stuff too, man. Poodles dyed pink.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And a Persian cat that was given a lion's cut, dude. This big, fluffy fucking cat, dude. They dunked him in a fucking flea bath, washed him, held a fucking hairdryer to this cat right there. Persians don't look happy to begin with, dude.
Right.
They have that pan face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then shaving this fucking cat, dude. They left a big mane on his head, a big poof of hair on his tail, and then the same on each of his four fucking paws.
A lion cut.
Dude, it looks so fucking goofy.
Didn't we do an article? I remember we did like an article about 2 years ago about a lady who went in asking for a line cut, but she was so deep southern that they all thought she said lion cut. I remember doing that article for
the show.
I don't
remember that, dude.
You know, she got her pet back, and the pet was lion cut, and she wanted line cut. Anywho. Rainbow, their car says they knew someone who rainbow dyed the poodle.
Is that like the rainbow pole from Oprah?
What the fuck?
You never heard that?
No.
It was on Oprah. It was talking about teens and sex. What do they know that you don't? A train is just a gangbang, but dudes have like a picking order. You know, it's not like...
Oh, is that the one that, you know, everybody was bitching that she got away with saying all this stuff, but Howard Stern?
And then the girl was talking about the rainbow pole. Where a girl gives a guy a blowjob with like several different shades of lipstick, it's like rainbow striped dick. It's like the most ridiculous thing. I'm like, you fucking believe this?
Apparently they do.
God damn.
Hey, they believed it enough to get ratings on TV. That's what's important.
You're fucking weird people, man.
Hey, other things we got going on tonight's show. Of course, we got the typical bits, the mad props, dead celebrity.
We don't have bits, man. We have. Reoccurring specials.
Oh, that's right. Reoccurring specials. I forgot we discussed that last week. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. We have the reoccurring specials. Mad Props, Dead Celebrities.
A chance for you to win a prize.
With our Q20 game.
That's right. You get a prize if you win tonight.
I think
courtesy of Claude.
Yeah, courtesy. This is a Claude gift, but definitely Vert tried last night. But I think last week they got we got him what 13.
Yes.
Something like that.
Failed.
We guessed it. He failed. So we're gonna try that again tonight.
We're gonna see if he
wins. I'm sorry.
We're going to see if you, the caller, whoever you might be, can win.
Yep.
Listen and win.
Don't forget, anytime you want to interrupt us or talk with us on whatever conversations you have or whatever comes up in, you know, whatever comes up in your mind or...
1-866-LV-ROCKS, local Las Vegas, 33-8120.
So, yep. Give us a call at any time. Of course, check out spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. That way you can join us in our chat room. Believe me, that'll be a benefit when it comes time for Mad Props.
Oh, yeah. Also some interesting stuff right there, too. Fucking Howard Dean.
Yeah, what was this you were talking about, Howard Dean?
I heard one thing, and apparently you heard another one. Howard Dean now, you know, he's back, dude. In fact, you know what, man? I think Howard Dean deserves some of his own theme music here. He's coming back. He's now head of the Democratic National Committee.
Wow.
Howard Dean is back. Head of the Democratic National Committee. Howard Dean's going to take back the White House and everything.
With what powers? Bad Queen music and leotards?
And Howard Dean.
What else do we got for Howard Dean?
Well, there's something you were talking about to me, which is very interesting.
Yeah, I heard something. He made an off-color comment about the Black Democratic committees and stuff like that. I don't have specifics. I'll have to hunt it up.
I don't believe that.
You don't?
Howard Dean gets along with Black people just fine.
Really? How do you
have proof.
Well, it seems like he's really an outcast.
He has the love below for everyone. Yeah, so, you know, I have some serious questions about that right there, disparaging comments right there. But Howard Dean, he's quite a guy, too, man. He really loves his music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Oh no.
About it right there. As you can see, it just kind of fades out. But no, I won't. Yeah, it's really
so Howard Dean's back, and we get to use these sound clips as often as we can. Lord knows we need to.
I got some other ones that do kind of suck, though, man.
Oh, they suck. These were the best that we were talking about. There was a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, I have some really shitty ones.
Play one.
Here's a really good one, actually, I thought. But it didn't really fit in. But here, just for you guys.
At least this one has good editing.
Yeah. Yeah!
Ow!
Yeah! Yeah!
Okay, enough banging the board.
I know, dude.
Everyone at home going, fuck! Syndicate, all of our syndicates are going, fuck!
That Howard Dean, though, he's a crazy guy. You know, it is true.
Okay, this. And,
ah!
And New York.
Yeah. Yes, Howard Dean. I can only Howard Dean's a funny guy, man, but I can only take so much of him.
So much of the yeah,
yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, that spiked the meters. Yes, that was the goal. Anywho, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
All right, don't forget you can join us 1-866-LV-ROCKS or 383-8120. Join us online, cam and chat link at spankwagon.net.
However you can, just go ahead and get in touch with us and say, yeah!
Yeah, we want to hear your yas. Give us a call. We want to hear you do the Howard Dean ya anytime. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Just call up, but you do it during Q20, we may accidentally hang up on you and you'll
yeah!
Okay, you don't get to do it anymore. You're done. They get to do it. You can't do it anymore.
It makes me sad.
Wait a minute, Corey says, it's like I'm in a flashback to this time of last year. Holy shit, it's 2004 again. Put cash on the Red Sox. Yeah, and take all the cash out of the hockey league, because hockey this year.
Ooh, yes,
hockey. This year, you know, I hate saying it, but they fucked themselves royally between the owners and the players. They have not been able to come to an agreement. Therefore, anybody who's a hockey fan, you're shit out of luck. The NHL has folded up this year as of Wednesday night.
Yeah, so...
Basically, mutual...
Now, does that mean there's no season or the NHL is no longer
there
existing?
There is no season. The NHL still exists, but there is absolutely no season, which means that no Stanley Cups this year.
No, that's too bad.
Well...
The poor children.
Yeah, but, I mean, sports fans are going... You know, hockey fans are going, oh... Non-hockey fans and regular people are just going, huh? Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Hockey, yeah.
Hockey. Yeah.
So, anywho... Where do I want to go? Oh, yes. Talking about things on the websites. I was going to mention that.
Oh, yes. Please.
Excuse me. You made me burp. You started burping. I finished burping.
I know, dude. It's not that we have nothing to say. We're trying to burp, actually.
Wow. I mean, you know.
I should have, like, shown up and, like, pat us on the back, dude. Yeah, really. Ooh, that's a good
feature.
Well,
she's got the burping thing down, you know.
Going to do the show.
My boy burps, though. He's like, and no one knows where the fuck it came from. I mean, serious belching. That kid has serious gas issues, too. Oh, my God. I was holding him, and all of a sudden I hear, the fuck? I mean, it made me jump and just, pow, came out with so much fucking force. I'm like, Jesus.
The kid, like, goes up an inch in the air.
Yes, totally. Every poo joke that kid accommodates, you know? It's great. The website's on the internet. Yes, actually, I got this on the from Spankwagon, Kilroy McFadden. Definite listener, a contributor from the What I Wish I Didn't Know show.
Mm-hmm.
He posted something along the lines of, Clear Channel is getting into internet radio.
Mm.
And, of course, his main rant was, and from my take on the main rant, is that with Clear Channel now entering internet radio now as we know it is doomed. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, if you really think about it, with Clear Channel joining internet radio, they're still going to try to put specific broadcasts and try to do specific advertising, or, well, as specific as you can get on the internet. I know that there's a lot, and I mean a lot of internet radio stations, this included, I believe, LV Rocks, you know, the whole mothership for Spankwagon right now,
mm-hmm.
or for now, or whatever. I don't think they're ever going to be bought out by Clear Channel. Or
no,
ever.
No.
You know, I mean, there's too many independent people that can go on and do this.
Yeah, the thing about internet radio is, you know, it's too accessible for everyone to broadcast. Now, the thing about internet radio, if someone were to actually go ahead and, like, Clear Channel say, hey, guess what, we're going to do a radio standard or some shit like this right here.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is this is like Napoleon and Hitler combined trying to go into Russia during their worst winter ever. It wouldn't happen.
Too many people have access to being able to do this stuff
right,
on their
exactly.
own.
Exactly, and I think the problem is, if Clear Channel ignores internet radio, it'll go away. If they try to say, oh, this is a new medium we need to fucking tackle because it's a threat to this or that, I think what's going to happen is I think people are going to say, oh, dude, what's this internet radio thing? And what's going to happen is... Unlike FCC, where it's like, you know, the medium in which it's delivered itself is regulated, the internet's not. They're not going to be able to quote to squash it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if Clear Channel actually goes after it, people identify it as a viable alternative. And I think it'll actually do more to destroy Clear Channel.
I can agree with that. And, you know, I want to just point out that here at Spankwagon Radio, we take this very serious. We take what we do with internet radio serious, important, and we're dedicated to making sure that you, our listeners, are not only acknowledged, but entertained by what we do week in.
It is a pride that we hold dear to our hearts.
We don't do this for money right now. We don't do this for too much more fame and glory than Claude's ego can handle. We do this because we are outstanding Americans who want to bring you, our fans, our friends, and innocent victims, an entertainment that you can't get anywhere else.
That's right. We are fighting for your freedom of entertainment right there, so that you can be free to laugh at what you choose funny, to cry at what you choose sad, and to ignore at what you think sucks. You dictate what you listen to.
And we here at Spankwagon Radio will constantly do bad bits such as this for your entertainment, for your chuckle, maybe even a simple guffaw. No, Claude and Balls and Trencher here are here for the long run, and we're not going to sell out to any Clear Channel.
Never, ever. We are here to stay. And more importantly, whenever we fuck up. Not some program manager who chose us to say or do the wrong or play the inadequate thing. No. We conquer on our own merits, and we fail on our own merits.
So remember this every Friday. Tune in to us, because we care about you.
Spankwagon. The last bastion of freedom.
I'm not laughing.
I wasn't, man.
Man, I had to wait that in before I could start laughing.
Should play a song to dedicate to Clear Channel, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Devil's Radio. I love
this.
Who sings
that?
That's George Harrison off the album Cloud Nine.
Interesting. Now we know. Hey, let's kind of moving into something interesting I found. We were talking about this earlier this week about you, when you were working in some of those hotels, never stick your hands into certain parts of
the
credenzas and whatnot. Well, here's a great article I dug up today. I don't know.
You're like the only person I've actually ever heard use that word in a conversation, dude.
Well, congratulations to me. Yay.
And it's on tape.
Yes, it is. It's in the archive.
If it's not live, it's in the archive.
Okay.
Spankwagon.net.
God. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Plugfest 95.
Plugfest 95? God damn.
It's all MIDI music we play. Listen to this.
Here's a clip from us 10 years ago.
10 years ago, it would have been on the sea. Breaker 2-4. Breaker Channel 2. Yeah, turn around. Anyhow, Twin Cities, check this out. A consumer investigator checks into many hotels and he comes armed for inspection, not really to stay. He shows up with a black light that reveals somewhat of the unaided eyes miss, some of the things. You've heard about bedspreads, but 5 Eyewitness News, the place I stole this article from, checked what hotel guests may touch their most often. First off, they decided to check the television remote control. At some places, the body fluids were front and center, right at your fingertips. At, let's say, it was the... and a St. Paul Radisson, the room looks clean. But when you do it under the black light, you actually will see, get this, you ready?
Yeah.
Urine on the remote. Semen. That was at the Minneapolis Hyatt Semen. Basically, what they're saying now is, you know, we always worry about the bedspreads and the stuff like that.
Yuck.
But now can you imagine? Next time you go to a hotel room, folks, grab that remote and just sniff it.
That's disgusting, dude. So there's cum everywhere.
Apparently. Are we trying to soundtrack tonight's show?
Why not?
Hyatt and Radisson's were actually saying they were going to start doing a new sort of cleaning, so that way they could start removing. They were like going to start cleaning these remotes. Now, you were talking about this. What are some of the things you have learned about what you don't do in a hotel room?
Well, typically on top of the cabinets, credenza, where they have like a light up there, and that's where they also put their access points for the internet thing. You don't want to stick your hands up there. You need to step up top and look, see what's there. Hypodermic needles.
Really?
Used condoms are always, always flung up there. And the maids know it's up there, so they're afraid to clean it.
Ew.
Yeah. Jism everywhere.
So the next time you guys stay at a hotel room, you know, keep in mind with that.
It reminds me of that skit from the Upright Citizens Brigade.
What's that?
Well, they have this guy going, I'm Chad so-and-so from Action News, and what we're going to do is we're going to take you in now to this hotel room to see how filthy it is. So what happens is the guy goes, everything that's feces, urine, or semen will show up green under this black light. So what happens, they turn the black light on, there's shit all over the remote, the bed, and they interview him, and it's all over his face and hands. It's fucking disgusting.
Nice. Oh, that's very, very nice. Anyway, but yeah, I was just thought that very interesting. You know, when you go to those hotel rooms, I mean, I mean, here in Vegas, you know you're going to see a lot of shit. You know you're going to see a lot of shit. And I've stayed at hotel rooms all across the country, but man,
You're sitting.
I never thought of the remote.
Well, you're sitting in the bedroom, right? You're watching some porn. You're into it. You know, you're masturbating.
Bah, bah, bah.
Right? Then you climax. And then what happens, you realize the TV's so loud your neighbors can hear, so with jizz-stained fingers, you grab the remote to turn the TV down.
Ew.
Or let's say you go into the bathroom and you urinate on your hands accidentally, you don't wash your hands, you go out and you go, hey man, I wonder if Who's the Boss is on.
Yes, because that's the first thing I think of right after I take a piss. Hey, you know, I could really use some Charles in Charge. Who's the Boss? Yeah.
Danza slap.
Anyhow.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting right there. That's like in my hotel room when I was in Ohio, dude. The guy next door is masturbating loudly.
You know, and I actually, oh God,
did I tell that story on the air?
I think you might have. Actually, go ahead and tell it. I don't think you did.
No, I didn't tell. I told you. I didn't tell on the air. Anyhow, I was in Ohio. I was staying at the this Hilton Suites place, the Regency or some shit like that.
Okay.
Anyhow, what happened was, they do like joined rooms in case, like, you know, you have to take over two rooms for friends, family, or whatever. So there's like two doors that open into each other, but they're locked on each side, so one person, you can't sneak into your neighbor's room at night. So what happened was, I got off work one night, and I had come into my hotel room. I put my stuff down, and I was dead tired. It was probably about 7 o'clock at night. It had been a long day. And so I just sit there, and through this fucking door next door,
right.
I hear, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm like, the fuck? Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Ooh. Like that, and it keeps getting worse and worse. So I'm like, what?
Wait,
the...
Wait, you said he made a comment about the...
Dude, yes. This. So I'm like, what the fuck is he doing, dude? What the fuck? So I'm like, well, as nosy as I naturally am, the voyeur I am, you know, because I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Is this guy getting a blowjob from somebody? So I go over and put my hand next... I put my head on the door. Here. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Ooh. And I hear this coming. You know, you look good, man. Those tits are saggy, but that's fine. What the fuck? So then, check this out. I grab a CD. And I'm on the floor looking under like this quarter-inch crack of the door, and I can't see nothing, dude.
I got a prison mirror going on.
I hold the CD next to me in front of me, dude, so I can angle it under the door, and I can get reflections. I'm like, I don't see nobody else. Okay, two hairy legs. There's a woman in there, dude. She must be on the couch, I guess. The guy was a smoker, too. He fucking had a bad hacking cough. This guy fucking hacks, wheezes, and comes all at the same time. You know, yeah.
No.
So then I see the legs get up, dude. And what happens is walks over. And I hear this bump of shit, dude. So this guy basically just went into the bathroom, grabbed a bunch of fucking Kleenexes from the dispenser, and just shoved his jism like right into the fucking basket. Then all of a sudden he hears, boop, 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 boop. It's his phone ring, right? I can't do a good phone ring.
Okay. I was like, what the fuck is this? Phone.
Hey, yeah, Bob. Yeah, I was just getting up here doing a little work right here, you know. Yeah, I can meet you downstairs for drinks. Yeah, I just want to be prepared for tomorrow's meeting, yeah. So then all of a sudden I hear trousers get on. I'm like, oh, my God. and then I hear the... And fucking windows shut down. Like, this guy was sitting there watching internet fucking porn.
In a hotel room
on his laptop. And now, let's get something clear about this first, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I understand people are going to masturbate. That's natural. But this guy was doing it at the fucking only table in there with a seat that has a fucking... Cat 5 outlet. So now, the place I've sat at to eat dinner and to do my fucking paperwork at, I gotta wonder how many dudes' hairy, shit-stained asses have been on that same fucking seat.
Yeah.
It's fucking nasty, dude. Oh, yeah. And What the fuck? Saggy titties, but that's all right. Fucking weird, dude.
Some people just have a way with words. They're great with compliments.
It was fucking disgusting. And this guy was like fucking hacking and weaving. It was goddamn disgusting.
You know, and that, and again, there's something in the hotel room now. You know, it's the syringes, the condoms, you know, the things like that that, you know, you have to watch out for when you go to hotel rooms. I mean, and this is in any city. You're in fucking Ohio. You know, people are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine if it's a room that you get that's a that has the hot tub in it.
Drain it first.
Well, of course. Obviously.
Drain it first.
Most of them don't come filled, but yes, you're correct. That's correct. I'm just saying.
You know what that sound is?
Actually, it sounds like it's time for us to start up Q20.
Oh, my God, that's right. You guys get to play a game. Yay!
And this week, everyone is eligible. Anyone is eligible, even Taiki. You can go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. You will challenge our AI to see who can get, or to see if it can guess what you're thinking about in less than 20 questions. So...
call now, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Las Vegas locals, dial 383-8120.
Anyone
for your
eligible
chance to win. Anyone is eligible. Fabulous prize awaits you.
Yes, because this week it's a Claude Balls prize.
Yes.
So here we go. We're going to do Q20. We need the first caller, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120. We'll wait for you. We're only going to do this a few more moments, and then we'll move on.
Taiki says, you're in Ohio. The only thing there to do is yourself.
That may be the case, but at the desk?
Dude, I mean, it's like, why can't you do that in the bed where they're going to change the sheets?
At least. God forbid, you thought bubblegum and boogers was the worst thing you could find under a desk.
The masturbating businessman.
Now you can find cum stalactites.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
We're still waiting for a caller. Play Q20 with us. Toll-free line is 1-866-LV-ROCKS. If you're inside Vegas, 383-8120.
Oh, yeah. Call in, yeah. Oh, yeah. Prizes, yeah. I'm creeping me out by doing that.
Yeah, you are. Especially since you're the one that's doing the prize this week.
Yeah. Fabulous prize! $15 value or more, maybe less, but it's yours.
Yeah, 15 or more, I'm going to say. You know, keep it real. Come on, we can't wait all night.
I can't fucking do this all night, dude. Akari, hang up on your customer if you want to call in. What can I say? I got to transfer your tier 2. Click.
We're waiting for our callers. 383-8120 Vegas, 1-866-LV-ROCKS outside of Vegas. Anyone is eligible.
Call now.
Please.
Kids, you don't need your parents' permission. Anyone can call.
I was going to call them the phrase cum stalactites exploded, and I just lost all interest in living. You remember you can play too. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120. 20 questions. We will play. We're running out of time here, folks. We only got a couple more moments. We'll keep this open. We need someone right now.
Call now.
Jesus, we got to figure a better way to do this. Maybe make this a
fame
recording.
Fame and fortune awaits you.
We're waiting for you.
Call you lazy bastards.
Or we'll say things much worse than cum stalactites.
Yeah, dude.
Much worse. Hey, we got a caller.
Caller.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Let's do this.
All right. Ikari!
Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to take off my headset, turn down the studio, all the studio speakers. You're going to tell Claude Balls what item you're thinking of. I'm going to come back on the line, and we're going to figure this out. Understood? Right. Understood?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back.
Okay, fanfare and everything. Okay, now, like Trincher said, what you're going to do is you were thinking of an object. Or something of that light. Now, Trencher has his headphones off, and he can't hear right now. Matter of fact, he has both fingers in his ears. Because he has...
they got a camera on me. You can see I don't have my fingers on me.
Anyhow, what you're going to do is you're going to tell me what it is you're thinking of.
It's a tire.
Okay. We now know the item you're thinking of. Okay, Trencher, put your headphones back on.
All right.
And you are now ready to play Q20!
Oh, yeah. Here's how it's going to work out. I'm going to ask a series of questions, and you just have to answer as appropriate. The first question, and I'll give you the answers here. Is it animal, vegetable, mineral, other?
Other.
It is other. Okay. Now, the next series of questions, and remember this, yes, no, unknown, sometimes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can it be found in a classroom?
Yes.
Yes, it can be found in a classroom. Okay, is it something you bring along?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Does it usually have four corners?
Yes.
Yes, it usually has four. Does it fit in your wallet?
No.
No, it does not fit in your wallet. Is it made from paper?
No.
Not made from paper. Does it make a sound?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Interesting. Coming up to question number 8. Is it smaller than a loaf of bread?
No.
It's not smaller than a loaf of bread. Is it used for entertainment?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Does it have lots of buttons?
No.
No. All right, we're at question number 11. Is it multicolored?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Does it break if it's dropped?
No.
No, it is not. Okay. Question number 13. Is it usually colorful?
No.
No. Those aren't too bored. Is it a synthetic material?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Is it made out of wood?
No.
No. Question number 16. Is it white?
No.
Can you find it in a church?
No.
Can you lift it?
Yes.
Question number 19. Does it come in a box?
No.
Question, oh, hold on, it's making a guess. It's guessing it's a briefcase.
Nope.
No.
No.
Well.
Hmm.
And it wants to try this whole list over, so actually you win. You win this week.
Hot damn.
Well, Oddball, please, tell him what he's won.
Well, Akari's item that he said was a tire, and was he's able to...
A tire? Can be found in a classroom.
Auto shop.
Automotive class.
Okay, okay.
That's right, that's okay. Right. So, Akari, are you ready to learn which your fabulous prizes?
Oh, I'm excited. What is it?
You have won yourself and your family a $15 gift certificate to Big Lots.
Ah! Okay, cool.
I'm
going
to die. Holy
cow.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, thank you very much for playing this week, Akari.
Hell
yeah. And have fun. All right. Yeah.
Back to the phone.
So Akari wins himself $15 gift card from Big Lots.
From Big Lots.
That's a Claude Balls prize.
That's right, dude.
And we thank you for playing this week.
Functional yet cheap.
Yeah, functional yet very cheap. We thank you very much for playing this week's Q20. Remember, next week we'll be back. We'll be back in a little bit. But remember, next week you can play. Everyone but Akari can play.
That's right.
So why don't we go ahead. Claude, what are you going to take us out with?
Well, you know, I've got a little music right here. In honor of, like, I guess the rain right here, we'll go ahead and we'll play some rain music right there.
Rain music?
Yeah, why not, dude? Let's go ahead.
You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Virtual One has to ask, what tire has four corners?
That's a good point. He did say that, too.
He did say that.
We may have to... Well, you know what? Maybe we'll have to Akari do a rematch.
We may have to next week, because you're right.
Next week we'll have
looking
Akari
over,
do a rematch.
Looking over those questions. Let me look over the...
I'm actually arranging my music.
Okay. Looking over the questions.
Akari says, my bet on that one, I was thinking on a car. Uh-oh.
It's classified as other. It could be found in a classroom. I could see that. Is it something you bring along? Obviously. Does it usually have four corners? Yes.
So, yeah, we have to forfeit that. We have to forfeit.
God.
We do. Akari, you have to call in next week.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say that was, well.
Virtual One says, Taki says, trigonometrically speaking, it does. 45 degrees, 135 degrees, 225 degrees, and 315 degrees. I'm not going to go with that. Sorry, I can't.
I can't go with that either. That's not four obvious corners. Akari cheated. He cheated. Shame on him.
Well, you know what, dude? It's not his fault.
It isn't?
No.
Whose fault is it? Spankwagon Radio.
Never take the blame.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Spankwagon?
I can't.
She can't. She's not Catholic. She can't go for communion.
Well, you can't. You can't just fucking play it.
I could have taught her. I could have taught her how to do it like that. Nothing, you know.
What do you mean do it? What, you go?
No.
The guy shoves.
No.
The guy shoves something in your mouth. I guess. Now we know how they do it to the altar boys.
In.
Close your eyes, Billy. It's a big cracker. It's a loaf.
Not Spankwagon.
And we're back.
And we noticed it started raining again.
So that's why we played all those songs.
So, just for you.
That can only mean one thing.
I'm going to die.
Trish is deaf now.
Which one are we... You just tell them what we're doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in that part of the show where we acknowledge you, the... almost said viewer. The viewer, yeah, because you're watching our
you're
webcam.
Watching, if you're watching a webcam, why not?
It is now time for the ultimate in entertainment. It is now time for... Mad Props.
Can... What about the list?
Oh, yeah, hold on.
You got to bring up the list. You got to bring up the music. You weren't prepared for this, were you?
I was totally prepared. You threw me off.
Ladies and gentlemen,
now it's time for us to acknowledge you, the listener, the viewer, everyone of us above. It's now time for Mad
Props.
First off,
let's acknowledge Ikari Aichi to win!
Mad Props!
Let's also acknowledge... I don't know who they are. Are they even in our chat room to chat? Jikuku! Jikuku!
Jikuku! Mad Mispronunciation Props!
Let's give it up for Kilroy McFadden!
Mad Props!
He runs ourzanime.com. It's... Oh, shit.
Mad Props.
Hey, he takes sick time just for us. Psyche!
Mad Props.
Let's give it up to VFTP.net's Virtual One.
Mad Props.
And finally, the wife.
Mad Props. That's kind of plain. No big fanfare there.
I don't know.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, has been Mad Props.
There you go.
Brought in part to you by the letter M.
Isn't mad? Isn't crazy, Larry? No, actually, God, today was just a pain in my ass day, I tell you. I don't know about you. Well, just so everybody kind of knows what's going on today, Claude and I actually had the bright idea. I wanted to go check out a couple places today. I wanted to go check out the Mopar Speed Shop, and I found that there was one at Integrity Chrysler way the fuck out on the Beltway. And then I decided, yeah, way the fuck out there. And then I also wanted to check out the SoCal Speed Shop, a couple auto places. I figured, why the fuck? What are you surfing?
Nothing.
Okay. I wanted to check it out, see what it was all about, you know, because you hear a lot about these places, and of course you can't go to anything with Mopar without them, you know, pitching the Mopar Speed Shop. So I decided, why the fuck not? So Claude comes over to my house. We leave today at around, what, 12:30, 1 o'clock?
Something like that.
We head out, and we're driving on the freeway. First off, it's pouring rain. Not normal for Vegas, so of course no one's quite knowing how to drive. You know, everybody is like all over the roads and trying to find their lane. And because it is raining like mad.
It was pretty big.
So then we finally get to the Mopar Speed Shop. And this is up at Integrity Chrysler, Dodge, Land USA, blah, blah, blah. We walk in there and it looks pretty cool. You know, they got a lot of nice cars in the showroom. They've got a lot of stuff going on the walls. So I walk back. You know, we ask, where's the speed shop? Obviously, it was right in fucking front of us. But, hey, right. Who knew? So we walked all the way back there, and we looked around a few things. I got some Dodge jackets, a Chrysler leather coat, some things. So then I decide to ask, because I'm missing, I can't find what I want to look for. It's this Direct Connection jacket. Direct Connection's the old name for Mopar Parts. He's already dead. We covered him already. Just point out. Well, you're bringing this picture up, and you're distracting me by surfing.
Anyhow, yeah.
I already got one.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. I'm on it. Anyhow, as I was saying, so I go ask for his jacket. Well, the guy behind the counter, if Claude will actually join me in this conversation.
The guy behind the counter was of no fucking help.
No fucking help. I go, okay, well, I'm looking for this jacket. You know, I know you can get them online, but, you know, they say that, you know, blah, blah, order. I go, do you guys have this in stock? They say that check the local Mopar speed shops. Well, the guy goes, oh, what jacket's that? I go, it's the Direct Connection jacket. Well, he opens up a webpage, looks at his jacket, clicks on it, go, yeah, that's the one. He goes, no, I'd have to order that. And we don't know when we get them.
Yeah, huh? That's the thing. Ordering parts, this guy doesn't know when they're going to come in.
He doesn't know when they come in. He says, oh, they're very random when they come in when we order parts. I'm like, but, huh?
Huh?
I don't understand this. You should know these things.
So the guy doesn't know his fucking stock.
So
I go up to him and I ask, hey, so you're a speed shop? Yeah. So you carry stuff for Jeep as well? Yeah, I have stuff for Jeep. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't have it, you know. I mean, I can't stock everything, but, you know, I do have a lot. Not, yeah, what are you looking for?
Yeah, not what are you looking for, but, like, he made excuses for his own existence. Like, we were, you know.
Excuses for his own existence. That's good. Did you just say that?
Yes, I just said that. Did I not just say that, everybody listening
out
there?
I mean, you actually just conjured that up.
Yeah, I did.
That's great. I don't like that.
I'm sure I heard it somewhere before, but he just made an excuse for his own existence. Well, not that I can have everything. Yeah, no, we can order it. No, that's not what we asked, you asshole.
He was a fucking numb nut.
So then we decide to hop on, you know, take Surface Streets. The rain started clearing up, so we figured take Surface Streets. Why don't we go down to the SoCal Speed Shop? Now, for those of you who don't know, SoCal is actually a really cool speed shop, obviously from Southern California.
What happened was back in the 50s, when they started, actually even dates back to the 40s, late 40s, early 50s, when they used to take like Ford three-window coupes and things like that, specifically the Fords, everybody loved those, what they would do is they would buy them, they would chop them and make hot rods out of them.
Yeah, hot rods, rat rods, and the kind of things you would, you know, when you think of hot rodding and 50s drag racing, it's those vehicles that you actually think of.
Right. Open front ends, no fenders, engine exposed, you know, no rear fenders,
exactly.
tiny little compartment inside,
exactly.
Things like that.
Exactly. So we get there, and we're looking around, and you know what? Claude found some stuff he knows that he needs. You know, like the air conditioning compressor and
yes,
stuff like that.
$200 for a Sandin air conditioning compressor.
Regular retail value, $300.
From DeLorean, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, both of us found some stuff that we went, ooh, that's pretty cool. I wouldn't mind, you know, having that, buying that. It was all cool stuff. And then it had to happen. You had to ask for a part, because you're just wondering if they made it.
Right. I'm looking for a custom part. I'm looking for a headlight switch. Now, let's get this straight right here, first of all. I don't want a pull knob headlight switch. I am looking for a headlight switch that turns. So instead of pulling out once to get clearance lights, twice to get headlights, I'm looking for one that I can turn once, click, and get clearance lights, turn twice, click, and get.
Oldsmobile has those. Lights.
Do they?
Yeah, they have the roller switch that sits on the dash. You roll it, scroll it. It's like a mouse scroll wheel. Mm-hmm. I mean, but bigger, obviously.
Right.
Like 1, 2, 3.
I have to take a look at that.
I just thought of that.
But see, and who knows, maybe I can mount that on the side.
Yeah, who knows?
But yeah, that's what I'm looking for. And these guys are of no help. And they asked me what I'm doing it for. And I happen to have my DeLorean shirt on, so he takes a notice of that. And Trencher says I remained very calm, but
I think you did. You actually did a very good job of remaining calm and not.
I got into a fucking argument with this guy right there, trying to tell me that John DeLorean went to jail. Well, you know, you got him on tape doing a drug deal. What can you do? No, he was found not guilty.
He was acquitted.
Well, you know, they got it on tape. No, that's not what happened. He was acquitted, found innocent, and I would not. This guy like kept trying to walk away from me. From this conversation, and I followed him till I finally got him to say uncle.
To a point, actually, he just started ignoring him, and I'm
right.
Like, I grab Robert, and I say, okay, we got to get you going.
So, SoCal Speed Shop, other than the fact of maybe you sell vintage air pieces.
Oh, but well, the thing that we noticed, though, I mean, there was parts there that were $300 or $1,000 that should not have
Jesus
been.
Christ. I mean, it's like, yeah, when I'm looking at something right here, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I can see this. Okay, billet, CNC'd, aluminum water pump pulleys.
Pretty decent price, $25 each. You know,
right.
Looks
stuff
good
you
price.
Get from Jets.
Good price, yeah.
$1,000 for a fucking
dust shield
for a disc brake, dude.
Actually, it was a drum brake dust shield.
Was it drum?
That was a drum brake dust
No,
shield.
That was disc one.
Oh, was that disc?
That had a little caliper on the top right
oh,
there.
Oh, okay.
That's fucking ridiculous. We're talking about one side.
One side.
Basically,
one
what
piece.
They do is they take all this shit right there and just chrome it and... I got to be honest with you, man. I'm dead serious right here. I think if you're somebody out there who wants to build a fucking roadster and you go and you buy these little turnkey aftermarket fucking bodies and tubs that are made by, like, you know, fucking, Wong Hung Lo out in China, you're not actually combing a fucking junkyard for, like, antique cars. I'm sorry, dude. I honestly think you're a pussy. I look down on that shit. And you know what, dude? I think you need to fucking go to the junkyard. You get some pieces, bead blast it, clean it up, paint it, chrome it, send it out. Dude, you're a fucking moron. It's like Fight Club for cars, dude. You are not your $1,000 fucking dust shield.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, to me, when you go to a place like that and you get, you know...
Akari wants to know, do they just do domestics?
Yeah.
Dude, they just do Ford three-window coupes. They had...
Well, no, they've got some parts in there for GM. They've got GM parts, Chevy parts, and they've got two parts that I saw that were specifically Mopar-based, which were valve covers for Hemi.
Right.
That is it.
SoCal Speed Shop was a grave disappointment.
It was a disappointment, but it was what you expected, but it wasn't anything more. And that's one thing that we were talking about. It's like, well, it was what we expected, you know, because in all honesty, Mopars weren't really hot rod vehicles in the 30s and 40s.
Well, but the thing,
or the 50s.
I can understand that to a degree, but the point here is what I'm trying to get into is, to me, Speed Shop. Granted, Akari says import domestic. Yeah. Import and domestic is just a style of car. A speed shop to me means a place where the guy behind the counter is wiping his hands off because he's been working on a motor before he rings me up at the register. Okay? A speed shop to me means I can go in, and you know, I've got somebody knowledgeable behind the counter that can do this and that. Not a bunch of fucking bench racers. SoCal Speed
Shop.
Well, I mean,
a lot of those guys did build their own cars. You know, you got to give them credit. But what you're asking for is something that you can't accommodate in a strip mall.
I'm sorry, dude.
You can't accommodate that in a strip mall.
What have they done for me lately? Oh, I'm sure they built the fucking car however many years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's really fucking great. You know, you did that. Cool. All right. But what's up now, huh? Dude, you're sitting around staring at your car. Dude,
yeah,
I couldn't do that.
You, but now, the thing is it a place you can drop off a set of heads and get them milled and
right,
and
exactly.
And
that's a
like
fucking
that.
Speed shop.
Yeah.
The thing about it is with a speed shop right there, I shouldn't have to go in and only stare down fucking chrome and billet pieces. The guy, I should go in and say, I want to go
and
fast.
T-shirts.
And and fucking T-shirts. I go in, I want to say, I want to go fast. The response should be, how much you got to spend?
Yeah,
on pure fucking motor.
My question is where were the motors? I mean, you didn't see a lot of completed motors.
They didn't
sell
have
a lot
anything.
Of blocks. So
I didn't even see heads, pistons, or anything.
No, I didn't either.
Dude, did you see carbs even?
Nope. No, I saw intakes. That's it.
You saw intake manifold?
I saw two manifolds.
Two manifolds in a speed shop. Come yep. on, dude. Even National has a lot more than that.
Yes.
SoCal Speed Shop. I'm sorry, dude, but you're dying out, Chief.
Well, they do that, or they're trying to figure out what Vegas needs. Because in all honesty, Vegas itself, you know, is a hard market to accommodate for. Because mm-hmm. we have, you know, the NASCAR, we have the NHRA, we have all these racers, we have a very big race car culture.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes to actually go public with it. Everybody hides this shit.
Oh, tell me about
you know,
it.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, one thing you will know, you know, anybody, and I know I'm ragging on Vegas. I know we've talked about this before, but. Everyone just keeps their vehicles in the garage, and I'm guilty of this myself. And we're really not going out to wife. Older people can afford to run the speed shop, not our age group.
Your wife is absolutely correct. It's older people. It's fucking people that have their time to spend this kind of money. And I'm not making this an us versus anything. I'm not trying to do class or age warfare or anything like that, trying to draw a line. I think it's because it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the mentality of people that want to throw money at something rather than to learn a craft about it.
Right. I can understand that.
I mean, come on, dude. I mean, yeah, you know what? It's kind of cool that you can build a car here and there, but if you're just going to fucking go out and buy like a Roadster or something, some kind of prefab. Dude, they had... Did you see the price for that? They had a 32 Ford, okay?
Mm-hmm.
An original.
Yep.
They wanted $11,000 for it.
Yep.
A body tub. No chassis, no engine,
chassis,
no electrical.
$11,000
no
for
seats.
A tub.
That's fucking bullshit. You'll find my ass out at the fucking junkyard first. Pulling fucking parts off of stuff. Dude, that's ridiculous. In my opinion right there, dude, true hot rodding begins at the junkyard. It begins at home in your garage. I'm sorry, dude. Bolting on billet shit right there is for fucking wusses. I understand it goes a long way to complete a look for this and that. And you know what, dude? Maybe part of it is envious because I can't just simply go in and go, oh, give me some dress-up items for an 81 DeLorean because that
right.
shit will never, ever happen.
Right, right.
But at the same time, dude, man... You know, I'm fucking
well, hell,
living car culture, dude.
You know, I even was looking for some stuff I could have. I didn't mind putting on my car, like a oil cap. That's a PVC valve oil cap. Well, they didn't even have the one I needed. I need twist. They never had twist. They had snap-ons or push-ins. I mean, little things like that. You know, you figure a speech up would have a lot more. Now, we've bemoaned this, and Kari actually says in the chat room, it's you know, it's hard to go public because it's fucking expensive. His example, Sunset Station, local casino out here, wants to charge $2,500 a day to rent a little used parking lot for a Sunday night autocross race.
And what do they charge up at the track for their parking lot space? Mm. I'm just kind of curious. The thing about it is we have a huge budding car culture here.
We do, and it's getting bigger, and it's finally starting to grow. We have the Rockabilly car shows. We have the Mopar car shows,
oh, yeah.
The GM car shows. We're waiting to get a Ford car show, to be honest. They don't have that yet. We have
yeah.
racing. We have imports. You know, well, we have every. Yeah. We're starting to grow major. Now, one of the big things is, though, is that everybody, is, it seems like it's just in little clusters, and there's not really anything that's out there that grabs you and pulls you in.
Right. And the thing about it is Vegas is just a Vegas is a literal mix, a total mishmash of everything, dude. I mean, you know, you're going to find some dude, like, tooling down the street with a fucking, you know, lead sled pulling up next to a fucking Honda that's fiber, that's just a carbon fiber to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that as a negative against anybody. I'm just saying, dude, that's how broad the spectrum here is. Now, I don't think I'll be able to do it this spring. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I know I won't be able to. But I'm thinking in September, perhaps, like they have the Henderson Days car show downtown Water Street. Something, you know, maybe I'll, by that time I'll have the DeLorean complete, and I'll just go ahead and take it down there and, you know, hey, park it, show it off a little bit, you know, see what kind of reaction I get.
Exactly.
Things
and
like that.
And that's what it's really all about, in all honesty. That's what you want
right.
to do.
But I think at the same time,
But the thing is, let me interrupt
you. Go ahead.
You have these auto places, these parts stores, these, like, national parts store with another place that... Isn't all that great? Oh, hold on. What's this?
Akari says it costs $2,800 at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, plus $600 for 8 hours of use of their safety crew. Sam Boyd wants $3,000 to rent their parking lot.
Jesus.
That's fucking expensive.
That much
We've
money
to
rent
do
parking
something
lots.
Yeah.
And we have so many of them out here that are empty almost all the time.
Yeah. This is, you know what? This is bullshit, dude. You know what I'm thinking we should do? Has anybody gone to see, you know what, if people are that desperate to race, dude, I say fuck it, dude. I think we should go up to Bonneville.
Oh, yeah, go up to the Salt Flats.
Fucking A, yeah, dude.
I don't think they're that desperate.
Dude, I know I would be if I wanted to do that shit right there, because it's ridiculous. It's expensive.
But see, there's just the thing. The speed shops here are not real speed shops. They're shops that sell you overpriced or incomplete stuff. Like, you know, I mean, I hate using the fact that I'm a Mopar guy. I mean, going into National, I can't find a lot of parts I need. I have to order.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going into, you know, any stores here, you know, I mean, the best thing we have going for us is either Checker or AutoZone. Checker if we want smart people, AutoZone if we actually want to buy the part.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how it is. The Checker, you know, the National parts place, you know, the National parts supply, blah, 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 they're not that great. I mean, they're supposed to be a speed shop as well, and they do head work, and they do brake work, they do some of the work.
They do have a business in the back, but I got to tell you right now, dude, I think when I first went there, it was one-third. I think now it's like at least half. It's grown that much.
Mm-hmm.
Most of their stuff just for motorcycle stuff, you know, for like
dirt bikes and quads and stuff like that. I mean, the car culture's here, but there's no economic or anything out in the economy that'll help support it. You know, yeah, everybody has to really, really go out of their way. I mean, there is Hot Rod Hill up in Henderson. Okay, Hot Rod Hill, way up in American Pacific, and I think we've talked about this on the show before.
It's hidden.
It's hidden. You can't hide shit like this and expect a culture to be grown around it. You need to put Hot Rod Hill downtown right where the Race Rock used to be. Because that way people can go to the Race Rock. Oh, okay, there's places downtown, garages. Hell, fucking have the Race Rock buy out the top floor of the parking lot or the parking garage. Have car shows on that top floor.
Oh, that'd be great.
You know, just small impromptu car shows. They don't have to be anything fancy. Everybody who brings a car parks up there. Legitimate car, like a muscle car, DeLorean, Hot Rod.
Yeah,
exotic
nights and stuff like that, some Hot Rod nights.
You know,
I think if we brought it all together, it'd be fine.
Free parking and free food. You know, and I want to say that there's this one place back home, and I always talk about back home, but...
Yeah, please.
There's this one place back home, and I know the wife knows the name. I don't remember off the top of my head. It was an old 50s-ish restaurant that, I mean, we were talking about, it still made phosphates and stuff.
Right.
You know, old school. But if you showed up there in a car, if you showed up there in a really awesome-ass car, guess what? You get free shit. You get great parking.
That's great, dude.
You know, that's how they should treat you. They don't do that here in this town. No one cares. You know, I mean, you go to Sonic with a great car, they don't care. It's just, you know, I don't know.
I know. And the thing about it is right there, we just don't have, you know, the
car culture's growing. I mean,
we don't have the infrastructure to support it, dude.
Right. Now, let me say this really quick. I'm not saying where or what, but people we know that we work with and so on and so forth, they actually, and this is awesome, we were all agreeing at one point we could damn near have a car show in our parking lot because we have so many varied interests of automobiles.
Oh, Jesus.
We have people who have custom ricers, and we have people like Akari who have the... SCCA cars, and we have people like myself with old muscle cars, and people in, you know, all around the building, uh-huh, old muscle cars that we'll see show up there one day, and we're like, whoa.
Exactly.
Wife says Danny's Diner. There you go. Yes, Danny's. Thank you. In Cedar Falls, Iowa. Good stuff. But that's what I'm saying is, you know, we have all these people. Like, we were laughing One of the people that we now work with is someone who runs Las Vegas Racing Scene.
Right. One of the
biggest.
He just got hired in, too.
Yeah.
First we had the photographer for him, and now we have the guy who runs the site, the admin.
Yeah, exactly. So now we have these really high-up people, and we're like, wow. And then we were making a comment of, you know, in the office saying, yeah, we got a lot of people here who are, you know, into racing, into cars.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, he looks over and sees my monitor, NHRA, the big racing oval right there, the NHRA oval, and goes, man, I guess so.
Yeah, he didn't even realize. Apparently, he had, like, no idea what he came into. You had, like, the NHRA stuff up on your screen. You had the hat right there, I think, at the time. All of a sudden, he finds out, yeah, this is Robert here. He owns a DeLorean and shit right there. I got one fucking dude that's into Mustangs. I got another one, which is into SRT4s.
Yeah, we have one that's we have one that always buys
one
these 30-year...
Honda, too, and
30th anniversary Camaros, you know?
Yeah.
We have one guy. Come on, actually, everybody knows Mr. Man. Mr. Man, you know, huge car guy, living out in Pahrump now. And
God damn, Mr. Man, to give you guys an idea, we have to, you know what, we need to, like, get video or sound clips. Mr. Man bought, I don't know if it was a V6 or a V8, but it was a V8.
Yeah.
He bought a V8 Camaro that was an automatic. He fucking stripped it down. And when I say stripped down, I mean basically he swapped it out to a 6-speed transmission. He's put on iBuck springs and shit like that. Mm-hmm. He now has a Stage 1 Corvette engine in it, soon to be changed. He now has a true dual exhaust, no catalytic converters, no mufflers. He has stripped out and rebuilt this car. And that's really great. And like say, you know, there's a lot of people around here that are doing the same thing. I can't tell you how.
And you know what? The funny thing is he gets a lot of stuff because he knows people, because there's so many, you know, there's so many places and people that do these things. But again, our call culture here in Vegas, and I don't know how it is in other towns, and I don't even know if you give a shit in other towns, but it's so limited and so hidden and not really appreciated, I don't think, and not really understood by the local community at all.
Tyke says there are a dozen cars outside of his workplace that have LasVegasRacingScene.com stickers on them.
So,
but yeah, like I say, dude, in Vegas right here, our car culture sucks because everybody stifles the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And first thing we need to do is get rid of it.
By the way, if anybody has any comments about this, you know, go ahead and please give us a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, local Vegas. 383-8120.
Akari says, Thursday nights at the Sonic by the Palms, at 9 p.m. is a Honda orgy.
You know, and I've also gotten invited up to Hot Rod Hill tonight, actually, if it wasn't raining, by a Mopar guy from an online webpage.
Huh.
I mean, this is the interesting thing. There's online webpages for everything now. I mean, this is obvious. You're listening to us.
Yeah, and I got invited to join the Las Vegas Cruising Association.
Yeah, I mean, there's all these different associations, but no one knows of each other from faces or word of mouth.
Right.
Everything is learned by, oh, I was on this webpage and learned about this. That's sad.
Oh, shit.
Now, I'll tell you another interesting thing. Waterloo, Iowa, on the 4th or on the, I want to say if it's June 4th, they always have the 4th Street Cruise. And what the 4th, well, it's like the weekend of. It's like one of the weekends of June. I forget the exact
one. Right.
But the 4th Street Cruise, any vehicle up until like such and such a year is welcome. Anything. You know, muscle cars, hot rods, street cruisers.
Hot August Nights is like that.
You know,
I think they go as late as 73 now.
73.
I know
now.
It's in like the early 70s.
But you know, there's that car culture there. I mean, and I can even still remember right now, accidentally stumbling upon a car show at a bar called Brewster's,
mm-hmm.
because I was working across the street and down the road from there, and I kept hearing shit when I was going on my break, like cars starting and a lot of blah 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 blah, and they're like, and for the award for the greatest pinstripe of gold leaf, blah blah blah. You know, and I'm like, what the hell? And I walk down there after I get off work. Sure enough, a fucking car show. You know, look at the racing scene here. Jerry's Nugget Racing Scene. And I know, you know, excuse us for going off on just Vegas only for all of our world listeners. We're venting. You got the Jerry's Nugget Drag Racing. The Jerry's Nugget Drag Racing does not advertise itself. The Jerry's Nugget Drag Racing Scene does not have a site that actually covers any of the racing, any of the winners, any of the losers, any of the contestants.
Yeah.
The Jerry's Nugget Racing Drag Racing series is pretty much anonymous and unknown.
I never even knew they existed until we saw them up at the track, Dragon.
Until I decided, let's go to one, I knew they were there, you know. By the way, Akari is saying, well, the SCCA is currently have a social meet at a member's house. They tried to send invites to as many LV car groups as they could. hopefully this might actually be beneficial.
The problem with the SECA, if you want to know the truth, man, is I've read so many fucking problems they have right there with just so many people like get into some position, dude, and they let it go to their fucking head. They think they're gods. And that's part of the problem with a car club that I don't like as well. I don't like having to conform to somebody else's vision.
Yeah, and that's one thing. I mean, I don't know. I'm not part of a car club. I'm not part of a Mac club. By the way, did I tell you about that? I'll get that in a bit.
Yeah, let's tell you about that after.
You know, I mean, I'm not part of a car club, but I enjoy a specific brand, Chrysler products. I enjoy, and I'll be the first to bitch about Chrysler products, and I'll be the first to praise Chrysler products. So don't think I'm like a zealot.
Yeah, and Chrysler's my second brand ahead of DeLorean. Behind DeLorean.
And I got clawed into Chrysler's the same way I got clawed into Max. You know, it was a very weird thing about that.
He was like, hey, man, take a look at this. Here's an alternative. Hey, you know what? I do like this.
Yes, exactly.
I like a car that has quirks that I know of. That's the biggest thing.
Yes. But the thing is I don't belong to any clubs, but yet when I go to these things, you know, it feels good because I'm part of it. Yeah, even though I'm not really happy with my vehicle, that'll change.
No.
But it's just I know that I'm part of this.
It's like there's so many DeLorean owners here in town, dude. There's
you were just
40.
Telling me that three or four different DeLorean owners that you just learned about today.
Jesus.
You're like the guy, as a matter of fact, guy at SoCal even said there's a guy that runs like Las Vegas Dice or something like that. Or Paulson's Dice or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's a DeLorean owner, like a mega owner.
The guy has like three or four of them, he said, and a whole bunch that are complete in some parts cars. He's like, yeah, he's got a whole bunch of shit, and I even fucking know this. Like, right now there are only two fucking DeLoreans in Vegas that are daily drivers. Mine is one of them.
Not really right now.
Not right now. But, dude, that's it. Everybody else just fucking drives them. They park them and shit.
Yeah, or they just park them and never touch them. Like me, I'm not a daily driver for my Duster. I should be. I really, honest to God, should be. There's no reason I shouldn't drive that more. Well, except when it's raining, because that's, one, dangerous, two, really fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, you know.
Tyke says I'm not happy with my vehicle either. Tyke, what the hell do you drive?
Yeah, what do you drive, Tyke? By the way, if you want to add in your 2 cents, you don't even have to be local Vegas. Anyone just upset? I mean, if you're a car guy or not, fuck, I mean, there's got to be like a local scene that you wish would take off, you know? I mean, I look at things online. Now, let's change gears, but keep it within the same. And we'll cover
1-866-LB-ROCKS 383-8120 for locals.
And we'll cover it here in a minute. I mean, I had another article about the California want a tax because they're not going to pay gas taxes on the hybrids. But we'll get to that next.
Really?
Week. Yes, we'll get to that next week.
Yeah,
I'll save that.
Please. Hybrids have been a big fight in California.
Yeah, I just bought a brand new computer this past week. As a matter of fact, I purchased myself a G5 dual 1.8. Yes, you should. The wife in the chair room agrees. I should be driving my car more.
Right, but you just bought a new computer, a new personal computing.
Absolutely. I bought myself a G5, a dual 1.8.
G5, dual. 64. Actually, it's 128 processing bits of power.
Mm-hmm. It's a 64-bit processor, but it's 128 on the... Yeah, anyhow.
If you were to run the CPUs in serial.
Anyhow, as I was saying, by the way, Tyke Riot drives a Suzuki Esteem Wagon. Anywho.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed with that, too.
Yeah, me too. Kill yourself.
We'll have to have, like, maybe we can hold, like, a thing for Tyke, dude. Get Tyke a new
You know
car.
What? Maybe we should just have a Las Vegas, an LV Rocks car show.
Let you know what, dude.
I'm going to talk to Diggs.
We'll do
we
that.
Need to do something like that.
It's a good idea.
Thank you.
We'll host it down here at the studio.
We'll host it someplace better than the studio.
We
can do a live fucking show wherever we go. Do a live show. Just take anyhow. So as I was saying, you know, I got my brand new computer. One thing that Apple sends you after you register your computer, which I did, they say, hey, check out local, you know, the local clubs in your area. And I'm like, what the hell? Type. Oh, hey, there's an LV mug. I knew there was a mug.
Yeah, everybody knows mug, LV mug.
But I'm like, you know, and I look at what these guys do, and I'm like, well, that's not that great. Nope.
No, it's not.
You know, and then I decide, well, wait a minute. Wonder what the local ham radio club does. Tip. Oh. Well, that's it. Well, shit. Why do I need to go? You know, all these different clubs and all these different things. I mean, all these different hobbies of anyone. You know, everybody wants to get it out, but everybody joins a club which gets to one single specific vision, and they don't let it go.
Right.
You know, I mean, like you say, you don't want to join a car club because you don't want to join someone else's vision of what your car should be.
Exactly. Because, and, you know, it's not that I'm hoping to find somebody I always agree with and they bend to my will. You know, I'm just saying, dude. I don't want somebody whose fucking ego gets in the way of things, because I'll be perfectly honest with you, dude. Look at me. Dude, look, take a fucking look at me, okay? Use me as a reference to see for less or more, dude. Everybody involved in fucking car culture has got painfully just iron-willed egos.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is absolutely true. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Kari again.
Hey, Kari, how's it going? Oh, big fucking cheater.
Yeah, I kissed my ass. I was big and straight.
All right, what's up?
I just want to bitch real quick about the car club thing again in town, because, you know, I own a Miata, and there's a Miata car club here in town, and I swear to God, the few times I've looked on the site and even hung out with them here and there, they do more socializing and just, you know, I guess, want to say, you know, trying to find their place in the ladder than actually driving their cars. And it's kind of frustrating because, well, honestly, the average age of the people in this group we're talking, they're pushing 55, 60 years old.
Right. So to them, the car club is more political than informal.
Right.
Yeah.
Or not informal, but informational.
Dude, it gets them out of that fucking house.
Yeah,
otherwise.
Like, oh, we had meetings once a month at the Blue Ox, and then, you know, I financially got to see movies. It's like, great. Well, where's the gumball rally Vegas to Overton, you know, these in the back road shit? Whereas we have cars that are meant to be flogged on the back roads, whereas, you know, all of a sudden, hey, let's go from here to Santa Barbara and just the longest way we can. But why not that? But no, it doesn't happen. So.
You know, and that's a great point to make. You know, these car clubs, they're doing this as a social get-together. Oh, we all own the same car. What a coincidence. Let's go eat pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and they're
right.
not doing it for what it should be. Hey, we're all these car people. Why don't we go ahead and show off our cars, not just in a car show, but like you said, do a gumball between here and Overton.
Yeah, and I've been going into a couple of local groups that are quasi-legit, you know, and
right.
I have more fun with these guys just going out and just partying around for a couple hours out away from town than, you know, anything else. You know, I mean, we pick up our P's and Q's and everything else like that, but, I mean, we're out there, we're out in the middle of the night, and we're being seen safely and controlled, and
right.
the night we go out, we have food. And
well,
we,
I want to ask you something.
Party.
I want to ask you something, Akari. Be, and like I say, please, by all means, be painfully honest with me with this. Don't just simply agree with it or tell me it's a good idea because you're a friend of the show or anything, and you're hoping to get that $15 from Big Lots. But but seriously, I have a question for you. As a car guy, you own a Miata right there, and we happen to work with a lot of people that tend to agree with us, and they come from, like, say, it's extremely diverse and things like that. Since we can't get a fucking club like that, what about a Yakuza car club, dude? Where basically, dude, it's a car club for people that want to fucking drive. We get together, we do rallies. We would, instead of going out and having like a cruise in or something like that, we host a fucking oil change session, okay? Everybody brings their cars in. We do oil changes. We do some maintenance and shit like that, things. We, you know, some general fucking just work on the cars or whatnot. We go through, hang out, man, things like that, to do that kind of work on the cars. But specifically...
Oh, yeah. Would you be interested in something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And I think even better, we need to pitch it for a club car and make a thing big, a whole tire around. What we'll do is we'll buy the ECU so it runs really rich, and we'll mess the exhaust system so it'll burst flames all the time.
In other words, he wants a Jersey pipe of car.
Right,
just
right,
a Jersey
right.
pipe
That's
of
not
car.
Necessary. Trust me, we can put diesel injectors on there and spray out WD-40. But the point I'm saying is, but the point I'm saying, you, Akari, and other people in local Las Vegas, I'm tired of ranting about this. I want a car club that goes ahead and do that. So, Akari, you, if you have any ideas, throw it onto the site right there, and the other listeners as well. I say we start our own fucking car club, dude. We like the gangs of L.A., dude. I think we should band together and form our own formidable club against the rest of the city.
I don't mind the occasional social time out. You know, I don't mind, hey, it's, you know, let's be 30 night, we're going to have pizza someplace. But, you know, it's been like, well, you know, once a week, okay, it's Tuesday night, let's go out and let's flash our cars, you know, on a mountain or something like that. Let's
Why not do a staged cruise where all you do is get, like, 40 cars together and you cruise from from Sahara down Las Vegas Boulevard down to, let's say, Cashman Field and back.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we, like, seasonally, quarterly, we have a rally. I say fuck it, dude. We go from Vegas to Reno or Los Angeles to Vegas. Flat out, straight out, wide open throttle, we fucking do it. Doesn't matter what the fucking prize is. Yeah. You tell me what you think about that.
It's a matter of getting people to want to do it.
Yeah. Like, say, dude.
And you know what, though? If you advertise it right, they're going to want to do it.
No.
Especially if you make it available to them.
We do it for our own people with only the hardcore interest.
But you got
to submit the ideas to the site.
You know what? And thanks for the call.
No problem.
All right. Now, one thing you say is only for the hardcore. No, I say bullshit. You have to get them in. You know, it's like the drug thing. You know, sell them on the lights, give them the free stuff, and then make them pay. Do that first. You know?
Okay, fine.
But that's another thing. We can argue that till we're blue in the face. Why don't we go ahead and cover our dead celebrity
without the special?
Because we don't want to go deaf. We don't want to.
Ah! Damn it! Dude, you said that and I'd already hit the button. I'm sorry.
I said without the special. Sorry, folks.
We're going to basically have a moment of silence for our ears.
Oh, tell me.
I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spankwagon Radio where we acknowledge our fallen celebrities. It's now time for Dead
Celebrities of the Week. First up,
this week's Dead Celebrity, Dick Weber, a three-time National Bowler of the Year who helped transform bowling into a popular, nationally televised sport. He's passed away. He was 75. Weber died in his sleep Sunday night at his home in the St. Louis area. He began having breathing problems, paramedics were called. They could not revive him, but the official cause of death was not known. Weber was probably considered the best-known bowler worldwide. Bo Weber, a skinny right-hander who was a postal worker in Indianapolis and working with a growing reputation as a top bowler when he was lured to St. Louis in 1955 to bowl with the famous local team, the Budweisers. The team's record of 3,858 pins in one match stood for more than three decades. Dick Weber, three-time national bowler, he was 75.
We have a problem here. There's two Dick Webers that died on the same day for the same person in two different cities.
I got this one, and I didn't get it from that source, so that's our Dead Celebrities of the Week.
Mourn the fallen dicks. Two fucking Dick Webers.
Two Dick Webers died in the week. Bowling. Do you know they're actually trying to make a comeback with professional bowling?
Know it went away.
Yeah, well, it went away. It actually, the PBA or whatever it was, actually went bankrupt, right?
Right.
And hey, everybody, look, Studio Troll! Ah, oh, damn, they moved the camera on us. No, they actually brought it back. I guess
I had music all queued up and everything.
Oh, really? What music do you have for Studio Troll? What the fuck is the troll doing? Oh shit! Nice touch. Anywho, the PBA actually went bankrupt.
I'm always prepared.
Oh, you good prepare? Yeah. Wait a minute. No, you're not always prepared. We know that's true. But anyhow,
shut up.
Anywho, as I was saying, the PBA actually went bankrupt, right? Because they remember they used to be on like ABC Wild World Sports and all that shit.
Well, Howard Cosell.
Yeah, exactly. They went bankrupt. Well, then these bunch of dot-comers. Yeah, well, the bunch of dot-comers bought them out. So what they decided to do is have fun with it. So now you get, like, bowling trick shot shows, like what they do for the pool. So, like, you know, 7-10 splits with three bowling balls and all this strange shit, you know? So I just want to point that out.
You know what, dude? I think bowling needs to be more of a challenge.
What do you mean? How? How would you make, how can you make throwing a big fucking heavy ball to a bunch of 10 pins hard?
Well, I'm glad you asked. See, the thing about it is I've seen people, like, just lob balls right there, and I've seen just, you know, okay, a strike, turkey, you know. And, yeah, you know, I mean, granted, you know, it's like they always could fuck up. There is always a chance. And I'm not saying bowling doesn't take skill. I'm not saying it's a mindless chimp smacking a typewriter. But I think it needs to be more of a challenge to it. I think if we basically put in, you know, I don't know, like maybe steel cores into the bowling balls,
mm-hmm.
then put random electromagnets on the field.
Jesus.
To throw it off.
Well, you know what? The only thing I could think
and
you
bumpers.
Could do, only, well, bumpers.
Pinball bumpers.
Ta-ding, ta-ding, ta-ding.
Yeah, why not, dude?
Interesting. Very interesting. See, the only thing I could think you could do that would make it interesting, so to speak, would be maybe, you know, like doing what they do for the rocket bowl and put like multicolored pins up and like, you know, give the bowler a reason to hit a strike. If you get a strike with a red pin there, you get $5 million. Nerves. You know, they're gone. They're shot. $5 million if I get a strike. You know.
Bakari says use bumpers, minimum two hits. Why not, dude?
Well, wait. Taiki has a really screwed up idea. Remote controlled electric shock butt plugs.
Well, Dude, we're not the Energizer
Mikey,
guy.
What are you trying to do here? We're talking about bowling, men in shoes, okay? Funky shoes at that. And you want to do butt plugs? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Reminds me of the Energizer guy, dude.
Remote control bowling balls.
Oi! Remote control bowling balls. And that's what we're doing. Maybe something where it's like, you know, something a little bit more difficult, obviously, than a psych out.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe something where it's like, you know, you have to kind of, you know.
Oh, come on. Wait a minute. More difficult than a psych out? A psych out is the best thing. If you're nervous about
ramps.
Doing something. Ramps.
Ramps, dude.
So, like you like launch the bowling ball off the fucking ramp and into, like, the center of the pins.
No, because that's skee ball. No, what I'm talking
ski
about.
Skee ball. Yeah. Wait. Do that again. Yeah, okay. The loop-de-loop.
That's one possibility, but what I'm talking about is I think maybe if you had, like, BattleBots ramps that randomly come up or something.
So you're telling me, like, a bowling ball ski jump.
Maybe.
A 16-pound bowling ball landing on a hardwood floor. Bam!
No, we could put, like, a trampoline on there or something.
A trampoline.
Why not, dude? Make it challenging, dude, or make it like a windmill. You know,
have a
bowl. Golf.
Yeah, okay, but you got to build a windmill pretty damn fucking hardcore because, you know, that bowling ball is not going to get stopped by a windmill blade. It's going to go right through that windmill blade. It ain't like my wife playing mini golf, okay?
God,
I've never played before.
Hole in one.
No, it's
I dominated
not like
bumper boats.
Yeah, it's because I didn't have a good boat.
You were sitting there going in circles.
And it was,
I'm choking on your own exhaust.
Jesus, that was a mess.
Good times. I think bowling needs to be more challenging. I think there should be an obstacle course with bowling. Partner bowling, dude, yeah. You have an obstacle course and maybe like a bumper in the middle of the lane, mm-hmm. and you have electromagnets, and and it's team bowling. One guy has to throw the ball, and the other guy has to, like, you know, activate the electromagnets to guide the ball around.
Nice. Who knows? I don't think they'll take your idea because it kind of takes away from the whole idea of bowling. That, and I don't think you could do that kind of level of bowling in
no.
a regular bowling
yeah,
alley.
Yeah,
50 lanes of electromagnetic fun. My pacemaker!
Dude, it'll sell. All we have to do is just call it extreme. If you call anything extreme, you can sell it, dude. You can have extreme tiddlywinks, dude.
No, in the X Games, it's bowling!
Yeah, dude. Fucking
yeah, Tony Hawk doing a commercial for bowling when he's 60 because he can't skate anymore. I like extreme bowling. It's not quite like doing the half pipe, but I like my extreme. My ball's purple. Well, no. In your case, my ball's blue. Someone call Vince McMahon and have the XFL-style bowling. Where everybody runs down the lane and slides like a slip and slide to hit the balls. Or hit the pins.
Oh, Tony Hawk. I always wonder when that guy's going to be too old to do anything.
He's like 34 now and he still skates like crazy. I'm like, damn, he's going to be like 80 and he's like, watch me, kids! Turns the brakes off on that a wheelchair and just slides right down. Oh, shit says pin bowling.
Yeah, dude. I like the XFL idea. We could have, like, the camera up above. We have teams, you know.
Do we
team
have any? Do we have any team? He hate me. Do we have any closing music?
Do I have any closing music? Of course I do. This has been Spank Wagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the quadraphonic Ayatollah of the internet radio scene, Claude Balls.
We want to say a big thank you to a few people for letting us bring this show every single week. First off, let's thank LVRocks.com and Mr. Jimmy Diggs. Let's thank Radio306.com for syndicating us, as well as PlanetRadio.us for syndication. Big thanks to Oatshit for letting us leech people from ArsAnime.com. Big thank you to VFTP for storage space. And also, if we're not live, we're in the archive.
Ooh, your mother-in-law's got a great idea, dude. Well, she didn't have it. She spawned it in my head, dude.
What's that?
Roller bowling.
Roller bowling.
Like
there
roller
you go.
Derby, dude.
Roller derby with bowling balls.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think that was made a move to a movie called Rollerball.
No, dude. Bowling balls. You gotta, like, knock down your opponents as they skate away.
Remember, if we're not live, we're always in the archive, and you can check it out at spankwagon.net. Also in the archive, subjecttodiscussion.com. You can check Sean O'Mac and his various shows. All right, again, I have been your host, Torrenchar.
I am Claude Balls.
See you next week.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Thank you.